Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Iolo Radio. Call in today, 718-664-9145 to join the show live. Iolo Radio is the place to be for you as an independent Iolo agent. Tune into Iolo Radio Monday through Friday to catch up on the latest news from Iolo. For merchants across America, Iolo's no-credit check rent-to-own program turns potential customers into paid-in-full customers because people across America are discovering Iolo merchants who give their customers a rent-to-own option have found a way to take it home today. Even if they have poor credit or no credit with Iolo, they can take it home today the Iolo way. Our switchboard's lighting up right now, and if you want to join in today's conversation, simply dial 718-664-9145 and press 1 on your phone if you want to participate in today's show. Text your team now and remind them to go to IOLORadio.com to listen to today's show on the Internet. And now, let's get started with today's episode of Iolo Radio.
Morning. It is. I'm having trouble keeping up with the days of the week. It's Tuesday morning. We're glad to be back on the airwaves with you this morning, the independent Iolo agent. This radio show is for you. My name is Tony Williamson. Glad to be your co-host this morning, your host, I should say. And I have a co-host, Mr. Rodney Cox on board and Mr. Donnie Crisp working the engineering switchboard in the background. And we also have a special guest, Mr. Bud Nemeth, director of marketing. Yesterday, we ventured forth into a discussion of the new merchant training site for the merchants, a 10-step training program. And I thought it was a really great show yesterday. And if you didn't get a chance to listen to that, you can go to IOLORadio.com, and you'll see it on the archives there. You can listen to that. Also, we featured a show last week with one of the field agents in the, that's out there that's just tearing it up out there, and she shared on Thursday and Friday. DeWall shared her story and her, you know, her strategy for why she's been so really very, very successful in bringing merchants into the Iolo family and how she is, as Bud said, building an empire with Iolo. And also yesterday we had a caller that called in, Mr. Tim Williams, and he's also building a huge empire out there with Iolo. And we're here to encourage you and support you in doing that very thing. I want to say good morning to Mr. Bud Nemeth. How are you today, Bud?
I'm fantastic, Tony. Can you hear me?
Yes, we got you.
Okay, great. I was having trouble getting in. I'm fantastic. I'm excited about finishing this up. I've heard nothing but good things about it out in the field, talking to agents who are out in the field and said, man, I'm so glad I listened to the show this morning. I was ready for that. And at the same time, Tony, we're getting some calls from agents who say, actually, they're calling corporate from the merchant, and they're not up to date and up to speed with the latest announcements. They haven't been able to get their emails or check their emails from corporate. They haven't listened live or listened to these recorded shows at IOLORadio.com, and it doesn't put them in a good situation with the merchant, and it's not a good situation. So, again, I can't stress how valuable this radio program is every morning. Again, we try to keep it to 30 minutes, but we give you the latest and greatest up-to-date information. We also shoot that out by email, and we post that in your back office a lot of times. So please pay attention. Make sure you're getting your emails from corporate. And make sure if you cannot attend live the Iolo Radio shows every morning at 10 a.m. Eastern, please try to at some point in the day or throughout the day or throughout the week go and listen to the recorded shows, especially if you're going to go out into the field and build your business and talk to merchants. Please make sure you're up to date with the latest and greatest information, and you get that right here at Iolo Radio or IOLORadio.com.
Yes, you absolutely do. And I will tell you guys that while we've had almost 4,000 listens to the radio show, which is really phenomenal, thousands and thousands of times the archives have been listened to, and people have dialed in live on the radio. 718-664-9145 is our number. And you really want to be proactive, don't you, Bud, in making sure that you're texting that out as an agent. If you've got agents that you have brought into the team, you want to be sure you text that number out to them. You remind them that the radio show is live and to join us here. I've seen the attendance just go through the roof on the radio show. But over the past couple of weeks, it's waning a little bit, and I feel like it's not a reflection of the content of the show as much as it really is a reflection of, you know, we have to keep the information top of mind. And guys, if you're building an agency, and we know, you know, we're kind of preaching to the choir here, bud, you know that, and I do too, that the people that are dialing in, you know, very, very consistently and persistently to the radio show, you know, they're the leaders, and they're the ones that are building, and they're the ones that are going to be successful with Iolo, you know, no doubt about it. And I know it's human nature for a lot of people to come into something and just kind of, you know, put a toe in the water to see what's there, and then they go on with whatever's going on. But, guys, if you will really take a proactive approach in promoting this radio show, but I think you're right on the money. You know, we've got to keep the agents in the field. This is the number one way for them to keep Iolo on top of mind. And if they're not keeping it top of mind, they're going to drive right past the very next store that could turn out to be a mega Iolo merchant for you and for your team and for them, because they're just not really, you know, focused on it. So this is for you as the independent Iolo agent. If you're not taking advantage of it by promoting the show, if you're not taking advantage of it by plugging into the show, you're really missing out on a lot, because this is really the glue that keeps the bricks in the wall, so to speak, is we're building this solid foundation for your business as an independent Iolo agent. So I have to say I'm right there with you, bud. It's really important that all of the agents in the field are proactive in. We all have to work together to promote the radio show, because this is the main conduit of information from the company, major announcements. Plus, it's fantastic to hear from other agents in the field, and this is your voice, guys. If you have a desire to be on the radio show, you know, you can get in touch with Bud or get in touch with me, and we're glad to interview you. And you know, if you've got some good content, we'd love to have you on the radio show to be a guest speaker here. So it's an opportunity for you to go public, so to speak, with your experience of Iolo and teach your team what it is that you're doing to be successful. So all those things are very valid, bud, and I really appreciate you bringing that up.
Well, it's funny, Tony, the names that you see every day coming into corporate, either they're because they are enrolling new merchants or because their merchants are making sales, it's the people that you hear on this radio show and the people that you know are plugging into it every day, either live or by listening to it online. And, yes, if you are going to build an agency, it behooves you to make sure that you are promoting the radio show to your organization, because a lot of times they're going to go out in the field if they're not prepared, and who's their first call going to be? It's going to be to you. But if you're not promoting, you know, the new agent checklist and you know, the radio show, you are missing out, and it'll come back to bite you, because you'll have to go back and retrain everybody when you shouldn't have to. Just plug them into the system and let the system do the work, because it does work. But with that said, Tony, let's move right along and let's continue. Let's kind of pick up where we left off yesterday, and that is on that new agent checklist under the resources tab in your back office. Step number 8 says know what you're going to teach, and that is the when you go to train a new merchant and their employees, you want to follow the merchant training system and the resources that we've put together for the merchants, and that's on the merchant training, iolo.it.net. That's merchanttraining.ioloit.net. There's about a 10-step checklist that you can walk your merchants through and the employees through each step of the way. I'll do a quick review from yesterday. We covered, I think, the first 6 steps yesterday. Number 1 is protect yourself, and that's speaking to the merchant. You talking with the merchant or, you know, online with a screen share, but go through these items, protect yourself, let them know right up front, kind of put that little caution flag out there to make sure they use our program correctly. Number 2 is the POS marketing materials. Make sure they get some signage and posters and tents and all that stuff up. Should have more information on that tomorrow. Number 3 is learn how to use your Iolo web portal. There's training video. You don't have to open the slideshow and know how to present the slideshow. Just press play. 10 minutes for the owners and managers and 6 minutes for the employees and sales associates. Number four is log into your web portal. We want to make sure they know how to log into their web portal, their username, their password. Number five, the dashboard. We want to get them familiar and comfortable with the dashboard. It's very simple. It's not very complicated. They need to know, you know, what where things are and what they do. There's also documents throughout here that they can click and download and print out and keep in a folder for hand, you know, come in handy with your customers. And then number six, we talked about qualifying the customers before filling out the application, making sure they answer those three questions. We know not all customers are going to be honest all the time, or some people may not know that they've just had a check bounce or whatever the case may be. So, again, but please ask them, make sure your merchants are asking them and your sales associates are asking the customers those three questions before they fill out the app. Now let's get into number seven, and we're going to go through 7, 8, and 9 in detail. And seven is the customer application process. It says, first, after you've determined that your customer meets all three minimum requirements, now it's time to fill out their application. So again, log into your merchant web portal and click on the application status tab on the left. Now, and do this with them. Now go to the, and by the way, when you're training a merchant, if you have a tablet or a laptop, a tablet is ideal. You can have this pulled up on your tablet and have this information in front of you, or you can copy and paste this into a Word document or something and print it out. But if you have it on your tablet, you can go through the step-by-step while they're on their computer actually going through it and pulling it up. Again, with the initial training sessions, I would suggest you do them either before the store is open or after the store is closed or outside the property so that they can get comfortable with this and not interrupt their business. But it says, you know, click on the add a new customer option. We want to make sure they know where that is. That should be the number one thing that they're doing, and hopefully they're doing that on a daily basis, is running customers through this application. It says, this is our simple online application form you will fill out with each customer. The more completely and correctly this application is filled out, the better chance of getting an instant approval or denial. So enter the customer's information as prompted in the spaces provided, and the best practice, obviously, is to ask for their ID when you're filling out the application and to enter the information as aptly as it appears on their ID. Also, if you're asking for an ID, now would be a good time to take a quick snapshot of it or make the photocopy of it, since if they are approved and they make a purchase with Iolo, you're going to need to submit that ID anyways. Some merchants choose to let their customer enter the information, and that's fine. That's your choice. But, again, if you're going to let the customer do it, I would suggest you be there with them going through it. I personally would rather enter the information myself as a merchant to make sure it's filled out completely and correctly and have them there as I'm asking them the questions and giving me their ID to verify it. It says, if you choose the option to let them fill out, make sure that it is filled out properly. Some merchants actually will print out blank copies of the application, and they'll give it to their customers to fill out. Some of them will do it right when they're walking in the store, and that gives them time while they're looking to run the app through and let them know whether they're pre-approved or not. It's another good option, but again, make sure, even if they fill out that information on the hard copy, just ask them for their ID to verify that that information is correct so that you can submit it. Once the entire application is filled out completely and correctly, click Save and Continue. And click the Continue button on the lower left to submit the application. Now it says congratulations, because folks, the more times they do this process, the more times they're going to have success and the more sales they're going to make and the more money they're going to make and the more money you are going to make. So we want to get them comfortable and confident in submitting applications every day. The application, it says, will typically be listed immediately as pending. So give the computer a few minutes to refresh with a status update. You might want to refresh the browser in a minute or two if it doesn't refresh automatically. I'll give you an example. The other day we had a merchant call in. He submitted a customer, and it took about 10 minutes for that to go through. So he called corporate to say, why did it take 10 minutes? We actually have in corporate, we can see when that was submitted, when it was approved, it date and timestamps everything. That customer was actually approved in about a minute and 10 seconds or something. So What happened is the computer, the merchant's computer, didn't automatically refresh. So there's, I guess, I don't know what their settings are or whatever the case may be, but since they didn't go up and refresh the browser, it just sat there. When the browser finally refreshed 10 minutes later, it showed they were approved. We didn't take 10 minutes to approve it. So again, you might want to mention to your merchants, you know, go ahead and click the refresh button in a minute or two. That way it'll show up. I don't know what every merchant's computer settings are set for as far as refreshing, and that's not our business. But just tell them, good point is to refresh their screen in a minute or two and see if the status changes. Now, it's going to change to one of three things. Number one, it can change to approved. What does that mean? Hallelujah, your customer has been approved and accepted as an Iola customer for a purchase of up to the approval amount that we've granted them. Let me talk about that for a minute. The approval amounts that we grant them are based on their financial situation and their stability and all the information. Our proprietary software with our custom algorithms have come back and said this is how we actually score these customers internally. So even though two employees could work at the same exact job and have the same exact income, they may not be in the same exact financial position. So, you know, chances are they might not get approved for the same amount. The approval amount is separate. And while, you know, they're welcome to call in, listen, we're going to approve them for the maximum amount we feel comfortable with that they can afford. Again, our philosophy is we do not want to take a customer in a bad financial position and put them in a worse one. So that's the main philosophy behind that. So the number that comes back, I mean, you can't call corporate and talk to customer support and ask them, can this customer be approved for double the amount that they were approved for? That's not going to happen. All right? Again, congratulate them, inform them of their approval amount. You know what? With the payments calculator there, you can also plug that amount into the calculator before you go back to them so you can let them know what their monthly payment would be if they use the whole amount. And understand this. Once the customer is approved, especially if they came in, they gave their information, they're shopping around, they don't have to use Iola. They may choose not to. But if they have filled out an application, their application is good and they've been approved. Their approval is good for 5 days. So that's very, very important to know. If they come back in a week and they're going to have to refill out that information, okay? Now, the other option is it could come back declined. And that means, unfortunately, the application has been declined at this time. Now, there's several reasons for that, but basically, it's not if we can't verify all of the information in most cases, it's that we verified that the information they submitted was not correct. Or if we have verified that they do not meet all three of those qualifications, then it's going to come back declined. And understand this, and let your merchants know this. Due to privacy laws and security issues, the merchant's not going to know why the application has been declined. Just like when somebody applies for traditional financing and they don't get approved, they don't tell them why. We will send them a letter. The customer will be sent a letter from Iola with the explanation and a number to contact if they think that information was gathered incorrectly. They're certainly welcome to reapply once they do feel that they meet all three qualifications. But understand this. Do not call corporate and say, why was my customer declined? Why was my merchant's customer declined? They cannot tell you and will not tell you. All right? And again, the philosophy here is, we try to approve every customer that comes in. We want the customer. We want the business. We're not trying to deny them. We're trying to approve them. So we will make every effort to do that. The other status that could come back is hold. And what hold means is that Iola needs additional information from the customer to complete the application. So in many cases, there will be an explanation in the notes field next to the hold notification. A lot of times it's just simply because the bank information could not be automatically electronically verified. And if this is the case, it's a real simple fix. We give them a bank verification form. The merchant should have some of those on hand. Corporate will send those to them, to the customer. If the merchant doesn't have them, it doesn't matter. But they have to get this form filled out, stamped, and to their bank and get that back to Iola. As a merchant, I would say, here's your form. take this to the bank, bring it back to me. That way I'm going to make sure it's done, it's filled out completely, and I'm going to know it gets submitted. But the customer does have the option to submit that information themselves. Whatever the reason for the hold status is, again, understand, Iolo's customer support professionals are going to go to work on your behalf to try to contact that customer and get the information that they need to make a determination. Now, some people say, well, how long does that take? There is no answer for that. It depends on how long it takes to get a hold of the customer. If you can't get a hold of the customer for 2 days, then it's going to take at least 2 days. And once you do get a hold of the customer, whatever information they have to submit, we have to wait till they submit it. So, again, we can't make that determination until we have all of their information. But our company is trying to get all that information as quickly as they can so that they can approve or deny that customer. Now, if you're a merchant and it comes back on hold, you do not want your merchants to have the customers wait there. It could take minutes. It could take days, depending upon getting a hold of the customer and getting that information in. Now, if after a few minutes, 5-10 minutes, it still says pending, what that means is it couldn't be instantly approved, and it has to be physically reviewed before that status is going to change. So the time frame there is going to depend upon many factors, many variables, the time of day, the day of the week, how many applications are ahead of are in line ahead of this one, et cetera. So, but again, pending, typically it doesn't stay in pending that long. Again, it just depends on some of the variables. So during the application process, a friendly member of our customer support team is going to call the customer. They're going to verify that the information submitted, they're going to verify the info submitted and explain the process and the customer's responsibility. So from a merchant standpoint, make sure your merchants know this. Make sure they let their customers know that this is going to happen and that, you know, listen, you might be receiving a call real soon from an area code 779. That's an Illinois number. Please answer that call. That's going to be Iolo just to touch base with you and maybe confirm some information. Customers that are automatically declined by the system, they're not going to receive a phone call. Okay, we're just not. If we have verified that they do not qualify, we're not going to call them, all right? But if we don't know and we're trying to, we are definitely going to call them. Even if they get approved, sometimes, we're going to call them. So, again, please understand, unfortunately, we will not be able to approve every customer. But be assured we will make every attempt to approve every customer application that comes in. All right, Tony, before I go on to number 8, any feedback on number 7, how important that process is and how important it is for the agents to understand that process so they can share that with their merchants?
I think that's really important because this is where the merchants, Bud, they kind of get hung up because if they don't have this, if they don't know this ahead of time, and, you know, you walk out of the store, somebody walks in and they fill out an app, the merchant doesn't really know how to treat the customer at this point. If they don't understand these things, then they could be asking a customer to hang around in the store, and that customer's been placed on hold. And the merchant's thinking, oh, something's going to happen, and nothing's going to happen until the customer is contacted by Iolo themselves. And it might be, you know, it might be a process that customer needs to go through that the merchant doesn't need to be involved with anyway. So it really is important that the merchant understands what these flags mean because their dashboard is going to reflect one of these four things. And if they don't know what that means, they're not going to be treating their customers right, their customers aren't going to be happy, and ultimately the merchant's not going to be happy with you as the independent agent of Iolo because we haven't educated them properly. So I really think, Bud, that this is an important piece that all the agents need to understand so they can communicate this very clearly to their merchant.
Great. I agree. Now let's move on to number 8, executing the rental purchase agreement. Folks, we don't have a contract. We don't have a customer. It says once your approved customer has decided to use Iolo to make a purchase, you're going to want to pull up the application status tab in your web portal and click on that status. That's going to open up the merchandise input screen. And here you're going to see the approval amount in the upper left. So That's the maximum amount Iola will write the agreement for, and that up to and including tax. So if the customer wants merchandise that costs more than that, that's fine. They can work the difference out with the owner of the store. However, make sure you understand and they understand that that item is going to be purchased by us. Even though they might pay $200-$300 extra to make up that difference, if they want that item bad enough, then they have to do that. But that item is going to be in the agreement, and we are going to own that item. Even though they paid the store owner a portion, we still own that item. They can use the full amount up to that. And again, if they need more money or want to work something else out, that's between them and the merchant. But we are only going to write a contract for what we approve them for. And again, that'll be right there. So it says, next, you're going to enter the description of the merchandise in the appropriate spaces. Please be as detailed as possible in your description. When finished entering all of the merchandise, press save and close. And this will generate the rental purchase agreement. Now, it's important that the customer reads that rental purchase agreement in its entirety and understands it completely. Some merchants even have a hard copy printed out of that rental purchase agreement, and they have that available. Once they're approved, they'll say, here, read this, and hand them that while everything's going through. And then it says, but however, understand that that blank rental purchase agreement is not going to have their actual payments amounts in it. So make sure that you review the numbers, the merchant reviews the numbers from the actual agreement online. And if the customer has any questions that the merchant can't answer, and I didn't put this in here, but we may add it in here. Number one, they can go to iolomerchant.com, click on the customer FAQs, and a lot of them are going to be answered right there for them. And again, we will have iolocustomer.com up here soon that will have all the answers there too. The other option is, again, in most associates with people like Dalal and Micah and Tim and all these people that are out there every day, and Judy and Herb and Jeff, and I can go on and on, that are putting in merchants and training them properly, every employee in that store has their business card and knows, hey, call me if you have any questions. And they're actually calling the agent versus customer support, because a lot of times the educated agent who's working their business properly and staying plugged in, they can answer those questions. But if they can't, it's okay. The customer has a question, the merchant can't answer it. They can call corporate, press number one, and talk to customer support and get their questions answered. On that agreement, they have to check the box stating that they understand that the merchant or the merchandise works, it's in good working order. Then they have to type their name in the signature box. That actually acts as the electronic signature stating that they understand the agreement, and now there's a legal and binding contract in place. And then also there's another page, and they're going to have to e-sign or, you know, type in their name again for the ACH authorization form. That's just going to allow them to, Iola, to pull out the additional monthly payments from their bank account. Now, we're looking into maybe other or additional options here, credit card, debit card, something like that in the future, but right now it is an ACH from their bank account. All they have to enter is their routing number and their account number, and that's only because, you know, to get permission to do that. They don't have to have any checks or anything like that. So if they don't have that information, just have them make a quick call to the bank and get that information, and that'll be fine. Again, real simple. So make sure your customer understands they have to make their first payment to you now before you give them the merchandise. And then once they've paid the first payment, give them the stuff. Now, number nine, it says getting funded by Iola. It says you're almost done, but you're not done enough to get paid the remaining balance from Iola yet. So when you give the merchandise that custom, or give the customer the merchandise after they made the first payment, also give them a receipt of the sale and have them sign that receipt in front of you. And if you have not yet copied or photographed their ID, now's the time to do so. But you're also going to have to copy or take a photo of that signed receipt, because in order to get funded from Iola, it's necessary to scan or photocopy and email the ID and the receipt to corporate to funding@iolait.net. This is required in order for the transaction to be funded to you. And so it's real simple, folks. Just teach them when you're there with them. Hey, real quick, just Greg, I usually just stick their ID above the signed receipt, snap a photo of it, email that to the computer that I've got all this information on that I'm filling out the application on, and then I just find it and attach it to an email and send it off the funding. If they click to this funding at iolo.it.net from here, it actually opens up an email already addressed, already subject line, and has a place to fill out a couple of pieces of information in that email. So that's a good way to do it right from here. It says, once you've completed all the above steps, you can expect 100% of the remaining amount due from this to be put in your bank account in the next 2 to 3 business days via ACH. So during this time period, the customer is going to be moved over to the contract section so they can click on that and always check the status. If it says in progress, that just means what it says. The funding's in progress. Once it's funded, it's going to change. The status will change to funded. And that means that Iolo has ACH the payment out of our account, and it's on the way to their bank. And, you know, depending upon their bank, it could take up to 24 hours to get that money into their account, depending on time of day and all that good stuff. And it says, once you have the money in your account, congratulations. You have been paid in full for a sale you might not have otherwise made. And here's the best part. You were paid the full selling price with no discounts off the front end and no merchant credit card processing fees on the back end. So really, that money is the same as cash to them. And it says, now this is important. This is another reason why we end with this, just like we started. It says, please note there are no chargebacks unless it's confirmed there was merchant fraud involved. Unfortunately, we've had some unscrupulous merchants slip through our vetting process and then use our amazing program in a fraudulent manner. We do have many security features in place to prevent this as much as possible. If a merchant is caught violating their agreement and or committing fraud, we will charge back the full amount of fraudulent funds we paid them. We will terminate the merchant from offering Iolo to their customers and possibly even prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law. This will prevent Iolo from going out of business so that we can be here for you and be here for your customers, the good, honest merchants, okay? Now, we say this, and by the way, let me make this announcement officially. You want to see the lines fill up, Tony? All we have to do is make this announcement. Our president, founder, and CEO, Mr. Alan Hanke, will be on the radio show live tomorrow, and really he's going to be focusing on this topic, merchant fraud. There is a reason why we do the things we do, and we do it, number one, to protect the golden goose. So when there's a change made or something, it's not to make your job harder. It's not to make it harder for merchants or for customers. It's to protect the company and make sure that we're going to be here in the long run. So very important that you understand this. And be here tomorrow and let your team know that our president, founder, and CEO is going to be on tomorrow and listen to tomorrow's radio show. And step number 10, it says you want more money? Simple. Repeat the process. Do that over and over on a daily basis and watch your income go up. And, folks, you as agents, your income is going to increase exponentially if you continue to teach this to all your merchants and plug your agents in if you're building an agency and teach them to do the same, you're going to see your income skyrocket. So we are excited about that. We're excited about everything that's going on. I'm going to wrap up there, Tony. Again, if you have not listened to yesterday's show, we covered the first, I think, 6 steps. Today we covered the last 4. Make sure if you're going to go out and talk to merchants and you're going to go out and train merchants and enroll them and train them, that you are familiar with this document, this website, with the training process. And by the way, there's a lot more things coming that we're going to be adding to this, and I'm very excited about that too. Again, just going to make your life easier, period. All right, Tony, that's
fantastic.
All I had to say.
Fantastic,
any question or comment, but that's all I had to say.
Fantastic, my friend. Awesome training today and yesterday. I mean, it was a 1-2 punch yesterday and today to really get an understanding of the merchants, what the process is. And that's something that's really been needed, so it's been fantastic. I'd like to open up the phone real quickly for one comment from Yolanda. Good morning. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Good morning. How's everybody?
Doing well, doing well. Good to hear your voice.
Hey, bud. I am so excited. You hit the nail right on the head with those last valid points about the getting the actual application and the contract completed. In my past experience with that, typically if the agents could probably train or be designated to one person, which is typically the office manager or whoever is that person that handles the cash when the customer goes up to the counter to pay. That is where they do all the checks and balances and make sure that we're protected. What do you feel about that?
It's important that there be one main contact person in that store, and usually it's the manager of the store because a lot of times the owners are not always there and or they have multiple stores. But what I truly feel about that, Yolanda, is that every associate, every sales employee, I mean, in some stores, the way it's set up is there is a finance person that every customer is going to go through, and if this is where that person's an expert with Iolo, that's great. But in most stores, that's not the case. In most stores, there's multiple sales associates and employees that are making sales at the register with customers. And anybody mm-hmm. who is going to make a sale at the register with customers should be trained in this process, just like the merchant and the manager. That's what I feel for sure. But you know, because you've been out there on the other end of it, using and directing customers into the programs like these. And again, it's so important that you, as the sales associate, communicate and talk about Iolo to your potential customers. If we can train our sales associates to talk to them about it up front and get the application filled out while they're shopping, it just makes everything go so much smoother and easier, especially if they get approved while they're shopping. We can go back and tell the customer, hey, by the way, I see you're looking at that guitar. I know that electric guitar. I know it says it's $300, but the one that you were looking at that's $800, I just want to let you know you were approved for $1,000. So, you know, just to let you know ahead of time, you can buy anything in the store up to $1,000. I mean, that's a game changer, absolute game changer.
Boy, it really is. Well, Bud, it's been a great show. Thanks so much for all of your wisdom. Appreciate your comments, Rwanda, and we will be back, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow. Don't forget, Mr. Alan Henke will be on board tomorrow for a discussion with the President and CEO. Be sure you're tuned in, 718-664-9145. We'll see you on Iolo Radio Wednesday tomorrow. Be there.
Okay, that's a wrap. Another great episode of Iolo Radio. Be sure and share today's episode with your team and invite them to listen to today's show at ioloradio.com. Let's work together to help everyone take their business to the next level with Iolo, the very best rent-to-own program in America today. We'll see you soon.